The Great Escape by Surfy. We had won tickets to the theatre to see a show. We found our seats and quickly settled down. The lights dimmed, the audience hushed. The curtain slowly drew back and stopped. Some people started to whisper, wondering what happened. My friend looked around and said, "What the F's going on?" Before I had a chance to answer, I could hear some people screaming outside. They sounded horrified, so we sprinted to the doors. Standing in the distance was a terrifying giant dinosaur. My heart was pounding. I felt like it was the last day of my life. We took a step further outside. Everything looked different. There was big green trees, brownie-coloured grass, and scary shadows. We thought we could get back to the theatre, but to our horror, it was gone. I said to myself, "Where is it? Where is it?" Then Abby tapped my hand and started shaking and said, "Surfy." So I looked behind me and I realised there was a dinosaur and it started to walk in towards us, slowly. One of the men whispered, "Don't move a muscle." But then it growled, so we all ran into the large scary bushes. Then we saw two dinosaurs fighting. We tried to get past them without them noticing us, and somehow we did. Everyone was so grateful that no one got hurt, but then there was the sound of a really heavy breathing. It was a T-Rex. It was horrifying. I was so scared that I screamed out to the whole world. I ran as fast as I could, crying my eyes out. Then I saw the theatre. It was up in a big fat tree. But how could I get up? I looked behind me and there was no sign of Abby and the other people at all. I didn't want to leave without Abby, but I had to. So I climbed. It was no use. I just kept slipping down. I'd really hurt my leg from all the high drops I had, but I knew I must keep trying. I dragged myself further up the tree. Eventually, halfway up there was a big green stalk. I grabbed onto it and pulled myself up. My leg pounded in pain, but it was worth it, as I was safe. In the sight of my watery eyes, there was the doors. I grabbed onto a branch just below it to pull myself up and swung on the door. Then there was a bang. Smoke filled the room and I found myself watching the show. Everyone seemed like nothing had happened. Then Abby whispered, "Are you okay? You're alive," I shouted. Laughing, she said, "Yes, why wouldn't I be?" I started to wonder for a moment. I thought, shall I say something? But everyone seemed really happy. I looked at my leg. There was nothing there. It didn't hurt at all. Because everything was back to normal, I just watched a show and pretended nothing ever happened.